Caduceus Trust, a non-profit, non-political, and non-sectarian organization on the roster of the Economic and Social Council of the United Nations, and concerned with the establishment of world cooperation and goodwill, presents Inner Sight with your host, Robert Anderson. He, with Sarah and Dale McKechnie, President and Vice President of Lucis Trust, will discuss philosophical and spiritual topics essential to everyday life. Now here's your host, Robert Anderson.
Welcome. Inner Sight is simply seeing that which is always present but not yet fully recognized. You have, within you, the ability to see yourself and the world around you in a new way, with new eyes. So, stay with us and together we'll look at the world and ourselves with inner sight. Our topic for today, the plan, part 4. Before we explore this topic, I'd like to say a few words about Alice Bailey, founder of the Lucis Trust and Lucis Trust sponsors this show. Alice Bailey also wrote 24 books of esoteric philosophy, and those 24 books are the main inspiration for the dialogue that you hear on this show. The following thought is also from the works of Alice Bailey. The one thing that humanity needs today is the realization that there is a plan which is definitely working out through all world's happenings, and that all that has occurred in man's historical past and all that has happened lately is assuredly in line with that plan. I think people, once they've read the works of Alice Bailey, and especially the book Serving Humanity, we become kind of aware, we almost accept and become inspired by the idea that there is a divine plan for humanity. But I was wondering, once one becomes inspired with that idea and realizes that they want to be part of that plan and help to expedite the plan, and how do we go about, what do we do to, in order to become part of the plan and help actualize that plan?
I think it begins, first of all, by holding very clearly in mind that we are part of a group and we are one member of humanity. We are not working as isolated units. We are not asked to be Joan of Arc or Charlemagne or some great individual. We are part of a human experience that means each one of us has the opportunity to contribute to the building of human understanding and to the building of a correct and wise public opinion. That might be an odd way to put it, but we know from the media and from communications that public opinion is a tremendous force in the world for good or ill. And public opinion is composed out of the responses and reactions of millions and millions of individuals. One way each of us can contribute to the plan is by making sure that our contribution to the mass thinking is based on wisdom and inclusiveness and love. Alice Bailey outlined a number of steps that every individual can undertake in creating a life that serves the plan. First and foremost, develop a sense of individual responsibility, she said. And of course, a lot of people probably already have a sense of responsibility insofar as it concerns their family, their children, their job. They pay the rent on time, they pay their bills, they vote, although a lot of people in this country don't vote. But responsibility extends much further beyond that. It means taking one's emotions and thoughts and behavior into account in all the choices one makes.
Right. It's literally the ability to respond. And that, as you say, it's not just responding to the needs of the people around you, your family, and your immediate environment. It's also being able to and sensitive to respond to higher impulses, to higher soul impulses, and especially in that higher focus of the soul, because that's where true inspiration comes from. and it comes through you by way of the soul. And so kind of that's why meditation, as we've mentioned before, is so helpful, because it does help establish an alignment with the soul.
I think responsibility is one of those qualities that doesn't come with a built-in answer, but that is very constructive when posed as a question to oneself on a regular basis. What is my responsibility? Continually returning to that, I think, evokes a flow of understanding and insight that might surprise one. We would begin with what we think is a pretty clear idea of our responsibility, but as a soul in incarnation, one's responsibility as it concerns the plan is something that's uncovered through pondering and reflection and meditation. So that just posing that question to oneself on a regular basis awakens new insights continually, I think. Another way to be of service to the plan is to develop a spirit of goodwill in all one's relationships, because goodwill is contagious, like all emotions. All powerful thoughts are contagious. They evoke response in others. Anger evokes a return in others quite often. Goodwill evokes goodwill in others. The effort to express real understanding and goodwill in our daily relationships can be transformative.
Yes, it's that goodwill is actually the lower expression of the energy of love. And goodwill is about the best that humanity can do, human beings can do right now in the expression of true love, and that's the sense of goodwill. And it's a necessary building block, a building energy in relationships, whether it's between you and your family, or your friends, or your co-workers, or between nations of the world. We tend to shy away from saying, using the word love between nations, but certainly using goodwill is a way of cementing those relationships, and it's a very vital energy to cultivate and to evoke in others.
I think we saw an example of it on a national level in the aftermath of the end of apartheid in South Africa, when they had the Truth and Reconciliation hearings that brought all people affected by apartheid, the people who had perpetrated the wrongs on the black Africans and who suffered from apartheid, and the people who suffered could also express themselves. And there was a real sharing of grievance and of shame and of sorrow and regret that evoked enough goodwill that the nation made its transition from apartheid to a democratic republic without warfare. And that's an example of goodwill fostering the plan leading to right human relationships. Another way we can contribute to the plan is to become more aware of what's happening in the world. Study, think about, read about what's happening in the world, what the world leaders are doing, what the basic world problems are. Become an informed citizen. Many of us have opinions, but if we ask ourselves how well informed our opinions are, that might be a different story. Become informed. Pay attention. Listen to reliable news programs. Read reliable newspapers. And think about the issues of the day, because we are part of one humanity. We have to be aware of what's happening, and we can't live in a cocoon.
Yes, and you need to cultivate an intelligent opinion based on goodwill and what you, as a result of study, may believe should be done. And that's not a flippant thing as a result of study, because I think it does take study, especially in a democracy, because a democracy depends on an informed public to operate, to be successful. And we see it so many fledgling democracies in the world that are just where the public is not informed, and so it's not it's not working very well.
Why do you suppose it's common in human etiquette to avoid the subjects of religion and politics if you're trying to have a pleasant dinner party or social gathering? Those are two of the most significant topics that we could possibly focus on, and yet they're avoided because people get so emotional and so overheated. And why do they do that? Because they're locked into their opinions and their point of views, and they're not listening to others. They're not taking in the point of view of people who have different views. And I think this is what we have to do more of. Listen to the viewpoints of those who have a different view, and look for the kernel of truth that might be in it. Stretch our minds to understand the point of view of those whose life experience is very different from ours. You never know what you might learn, and contribute in your discussions in the office and in among your friends and whatever, wherever subjects of current events come up. Contribute your point of view with goodwill and with a love of humanity and with a desire for wisdom and understanding.
Yes, and even get people together, get your friends together, and form a study group of some kind if you are so inclined.
We have courses on world problems that we can offer people who want to do that.
That's right. We have a course called The Problems of Humanity. It's a good World Goodwill course. And we have study sets that we can send out to you if you at no charge, and we will gladly send them out if you want to just give us a call and say you want to start a study group and in your community. And so, I mean, this is how it all begins. So I think it's a marvelous idea to help people become more and more informed about what's going on. There's an interesting analogy here, because we have to remember that, and this is mentioned in the Bailey books, that every human being is like a brain cell in the mind of God. And as we awaken our own brain cells, we are also awakening the brain cells in the mind of God. So God is waking up too. So just kind of bear that in mind. It's not just you. You're helping God also become more aware through human actions.
Another important contribution along this line is to become aware of all the groups and organizations that are involved in world betterment, world reconstruction. Learn about their work and perhaps consider participating in one or two of them. There is so much good work being done in the nonprofit sector, in among the charities, among smaller community groups that aren't so formally organized. There's work being done even on the level of the Boy Scouts and Girl Scouts, 4-H community clubs. There's a lot in the world that is very good, very progressive, and as you learn about it, it awakens hope and optimism, and it might also prompt you to decide where you can lend your energies, how you can help. There's a need for people to give of their time and energy, and all of us, I think, could consider doing a bit more of that. So become informed about the work going on and see where your part might lie.
For those people who just tuned in, you're listening to Inner Sight, our topic for today, The Plan, Part 4. We have a special offer from Lucis Trust, the title of which is The Spiritual Hierarchy. The Spiritual Hierarchy is a pamphlet on the divine plan for our world and how each of us can cooperate in the working out of that plan. It's available at no charge. All you need to do is call Lucis Trust, 1-866-NY-LUCIS. Think of 1-866-NEW-YORK-LUCIS, Lucis, L-U-C-I-S. And the pamphlet is totally a gift, no money whatsoever, not even for shipping and handling. And I think you'll enjoy it, and I think you'll evolve spiritually from reading it. We also have a special offer from Lucis Publishing Company, and that's the Alice Bailey book, Serving Humanity. Serving Humanity is a compilation of extracts from all 24 books by Alice Bailey, including an extensive section on the plan. It's available for $19. The discount comes in the form of free shipping and handling if you mention that you heard about the offer on Inner Sight. Little notation. Serving Humanity is an inspiring compilation of extracts that will help the reader's understanding of the plan and why service of that plan is so important to spiritual development. What you need to do if you'd like to take advantage of the offer is send a check or money order, $19, to Lucis Publishing, Lucis, L-U-C-I-S, Lucis Publishing, 120 Wall Street, New York, New York, 10005. Once again, check or money order, $19. Ask for Serving Humanity. Send the money order or check to Lucis Publishing, 120 Wall Street, New York, New York, 10005. All of our Insight programs can be heard on our website at www.lucistrust.org. On the homepage, you'll find a link to today's program, which will be available for hearing in a day or two. Last week's program is already available, and many of our past programs can also be heard. www.lucistrust.org. The theme of each week's program is posted in advance on our website also, so that you can see in advance what next Sunday's program will be. And if you need to get in touch with us for any reason, give us a call on our toll-free number, 1-866-695-8247. That's 1-866-695-8247. As I read the Alice Bailey book and when I took a look at Serving Humanity, I became very inspired about being a part of the plan and helping to play my part in actualizing that divine plan for humanity. But, you know, I was thinking, what about the person who, for whatever reason, is bedridden and maybe even can't move, and they're listening to this show and they say, well, how can I be a part of the plan and service to that plan?
Well, they can if they have consciousness, if they have awareness, if they have an interest in what's happening around them, they can be a part of the plan. In fact, a lot of how we can contribute to the plan has to do with the way we use our consciousness, the way we direct it and what we allow it to focus upon. I think so many good people are so inwardly turned, focused on their own lives, their own little drama, their own circle of friends and family, and that's about it. That's all they feel they can cope with. But it becomes so intensely a hotbed of emotional energy that I don't know that it gives that much happiness to them. If we turn our minds and our awareness outward to the world, we find a larger perspective that helps us place our own problems within world suffering, world need. And Alice Bailey suggested extending our identification and our interest to people of many different countries and learning about the problems those countries are experiencing and holding them in our thought, in our prayer, and if possible, in direct contact and communication. And certainly the internet allows people to be in communication with complete strangers on other parts of the world. Remember the people of Darfur and their suffering. Remember Ecuador, where I think they've had an earthquake, before you go to sleep. Think of what you are aware of that happened in the world that is totally beyond your own perspective. It sends light and compassion to them, and it extends your own identification.
Right, and the internet is unnatural, I think, for also contacting those people and sharing your group thought with other people around the world. And so it doesn't have to be just those people in your community, perhaps, but if you really want to work on a more worldwide basis, then you can find people all over the world who can maybe discuss these problems with. In fact, on our own website, in the World Goodwill page, there is a place where you can click on and voice your opinion on certain problems of humanity that we are discussing, which is based on the book, one of the Alice Bailey books, The Problems of Humanity. And there is a place there where you can write in your opinions, and this will be seen by all of the people who are also working through our website. And so it's our own little blog, if you will.
Discussion group,
mm-hmm. And you can participate there. And it's mm-hmm. a way of informing yourself about what other people are thinking and also passing on your ideas so that they can see what you are thinking about and your way of viewing these problems in the world.
Yeah, it's a way of building the thought form of solution to the problems, the major problems of humanity. They are done, these solutions emerge through group reflection. No one individual is going to receive in its entirety the key to alleviating a particular problem that humanity is dealing with. It will come through the consciousness of many of human beings, and particularly people who are intelligent, informed, and of goodwill, are receptive to the divine values and principles that must work out in human thinking if we're going to correct the problems we face. Intelligence, being informed, and goodwill prepare the consciousness to receive a new understanding about God's plan.
Right, and it's also, I think, a way of trying to see these great ideas that are working out in the world. We tend to focus on just all the horror, you know, the war and, you know, the natural disasters. But behind all of that, even the war, I think there are ideas that are working out, maybe just certain forces of destruction are at work there, but behind that, there is a great plan working out, and we have to be confident in that.
Another way we can contribute to the plan, we've already touched on it, is in meditation, developing, expanding our spiritual life. If we pray, learn to pray more effectively. If we meditate, learn to be more disciplined in our meditation practice and use it not just to fulfill your own needs for relief of stress and relaxation and peace, which are certainly understandable goals that we are striving toward, but using meditation to touch the soul and to bring in the intuition. There is in each of us a guiding principle working out in our lives, and we come to know what that essential principle is through meditation, through building this communication with our higher self. So prayer and meditation are an important way of cooperating with the plan.
Right, and you use the term building a thought form of solution. And we have to realize that the power of thought itself is a force that the world is being impressed with. And it is the power of human thought that is driving so much of the world, because we pick up other thoughts that other people are putting out there. And the coming together as a group and working as a group in meditation is a tremendous way of building a power of thought and towards a specific solution. We have to realize that there is power and there is energy behind all of this meditative thought. So it's a good way of using meditation.
And another way, very practical, that we can serve the plan is to consider how we use our money. Here I speak about something that's really close to our hearts. We at the Lucis Trust, we've been in existence since about 1921, and all of the work we do, which is worldwide and operates through three headquarters in New York, Geneva, and London, is financed by voluntary donation. And so we know firsthand how important it is that people use money for greater good, not just for self-interest and for the immediate needs of one's own, whatever that might be. Especially in this very wealthy country, we can all share more. And each of us has to decide how much we can contribute to the work of groups and NGOs and charities, but they really need your financial assistance.
Yes, and we should also realize that money is energy, and we are spreading the energy around when we donate, and that's another way of sharing our energies with others in the world.
Yes, you have no idea how much joy a donation can inspire in those who are doing good work but need more money, and how much good work is interrupted by the lack of sufficient funding. The plan is delayed by the lack of money, and that shouldn't be at this time when there is so much wealth available. It's concentrated in the hands of a few, and it needs to be released for the working out of the plan. This is such a pivotal moment in human history, and because we live in it, we don't realize it's unusual. But the Ageless Wisdom teachings say that this is a unique moment in time, and although nothing can stop the eventual working out of the plan, it is governed by cycles and by spiritual law. And there is, as the Bible says, to everything there is a season. This is the season now in human history, according to the Ageless Wisdom, when humanity can take a tremendous step forward in cooperating with God's plan. So we must give some thought to how we can be a part of that.
Please take advantage of the special offer from Lucis Trust. And that's the pamphlet entitled The Spiritual Hierarchy. The Spiritual Hierarchy is a pamphlet on the divine plan for our world and how each of us can cooperate in the working out of that plan. It's available at no charge. Just give us a call, give Lucis Trust a call at 1-866-NY-LUCIS. Think of 1-866-NEW-YORK, Lucis, Lucis, L-U-C-I-S. We will be happy to send it out to you free of charge, and there will not even be a shipping charge. So ask for the Spiritual Hierarchy. We also have a special offer from Lucis Publishing Company, the Alice Bailey book, Serving Humanity. It's available for $19. The discount comes in the form of free shipping and handling. So what you need to do is send a check or money order, $19, to Lucis Publishing, 120 Wall Street, New York, New York, 10005. You've been listening to Inner Sight. Now we would like to close with a world prayer called the Great Invocation. It's a call for light and love and goodwill to flow into the world and into our hearts. Let's listen for a moment to these powerful words.
From the point of light within the mind of God, let light stream forth into human minds. Let light descend on earth. From the point of love within the heart of God, let love stream forth into human hearts. May the coming one return to earth. From the center where the will of God is known, let purpose guide all little human wills, the purpose which the masters know and serve. From the center which we call the human race, let the plan of love and light work out, and may it seal the door where evil dwells. Let light and love and power restore the plan on earth.